Welcome to BPS Smart, a local podcast taking you behind the scenes of Brevard Public Schools to share stories of those making a difference in the lives of over 70,000 students and 9,000 BPS employees. I'm your host, Sarah Almond. Today, we get to spend time with the chairwoman of our school board, Misty Belford. Madam Chair, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you are over District 1 in our county. Tell us where that's located and a little bit about the schools that you serve.
Sure. District 1 is the north end of the county, and so it's roughly 524 in Coco, north to the Volusia County line. I have two high schools, Titusville High School and Astronaut High School, and then I have a junior-senior high school at Space Coast, junior-senior. I have two middle schools, Jackson Middle School and Madison Middle School, and then all of the elementary schools that feed into those.
Yes, yes, our feeder chains, which are super important. And we were talking a little bit, you also have two students of your own that attend those schools.
I do. I have a son who's a junior at Titusville High School and a daughter who's in eighth grade at Madison. She'll be a freshman next year at Astronaut.
That's excellent. So is her, you said your son was a junior?
Yes.
That's great. So he's got one more year left, and then they'll be at respective different high schools.
Yes, we'll be a divided house for a year.
Oh, I love that. So tell us a little bit about, what a typical weekend is like for the Belford family. You mentioned you guys are really into spending time on the water. What does that look like?
We are. All of us are very water-oriented. So my husband is actually a boat mechanic, has his own business repairing boats. And so we have a couple of boats that we try to get out on as often as possible. Or we try to get to the beach or just get out near the water at least. Our weekends are pretty busy.
Yeah.
In addition to, my role at the school board and him having his own business, we also have inherited an ice cream shop.
I was hoping you were going to bring that up.
Yeah. And so that obviously is busy on the weekends as well. And then two teenagers who have active lifestyles too. So we don't usually stay still very long.
So it's always something. Yeah. Now, the ice cream shop, is that something that the family, you guys are very hands-on and working in, or is it more just like an administrative, keeping it going?
We're kind of in the middle at this point. So my mother-in-law actually owned the ice cream shop, and she passed away in October of 2020. And so my family, it was really important. My children had worked there at the ice cream shop with her for several years. And it was really important to them to keep the business going. And so we've stepped in to handle the administrative stuff and occasionally work at the ice cream shop as well. My daughter spends a lot of time working there, and we've got a couple of our local high school students that are working there as well.
That's amazing. What's the name of it?
Space Coast Ice Cream.
Okay. I do follow you guys on social media and see some phenomenal things, so excellent. I'm going to have to make a trip up there. At the time we're recording this, am 7 months pregnant, and when people ask me what pregnancy taught you, I tell them the location of every ice cream store in Brevard County. I'm getting pretty good, and I do prefer the independent one, so that's getting added to the list. So again, these podcasts with our school board members, they're just a really awesome time to have conversation, to get to know who you are as a person, kind of strip away the title, strip away the business. We've heard about your family, what you like to do on the weekend. But I mentioned you're chairwoman, so that's a different role than everyone else on the board. And you've also been involved with the board for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what the start of that was like when you joined us as a school board member, and what was your motivating factor to do that?
Yeah, so in 2014, I was elected to the school board. I had been very involved at my children's school and made a lot of positive changes there, and were actually unifying a lot of the parent groups in the north end of the county to work together and support each other's schools. But there were a lot of things that were going on that were still impacting our community negatively. And I felt like we needed a really strong advocate on the board. And so when Mike Krupp decided that he was not going to run again, I thought, well, I've got a background in communication and some experience in advocacy. And so we'll give it a shot and see what happens. I think the biggest lesson is that serving on the school board is nothing like you would anticipate it is.
That's what I was going to ask. Was it anything like you thought it was going to be?
It was not. people told me, it's a part-time position, and you do a lot of reading and just kind of stay abreast of things, and that really is not I mean, we do a lot of reading. There is really nothing part-time about the position. And there are lots of different hats that we wear on the board.
You know,
there's the business part of what we do at the board meeting. There are the ceremonial things. There's the being a part of the community, because you need to know what's going on in your community and the things that are happening. And so, and then there's all of the reading that goes along with it as well. I'll never forget, I think I hadn't been on the board more than a couple months, and there was discussion that they were going to put a liquid natural gas plant in the Titusville, Fort St. John area. And there was a group of homeowners that were opposed to the plant going in. So they reached out to me wanting me as school board member to oppose the plant as well. The justification being its proximity to an elementary school in the area. And I got to tell you, I knew nothing about liquid natural gas, nor did I ever think I would need to know anything about liquid natural gas serving on the school board. So that started off, you know, months of interviews with different people on multiple sides of the issue, trying to determine if there was any level of concern or what should be done. And so that, I think, is one of the more interesting things about the school board, is the things that we get involved in learning about, investigating, are so far outside of the realm of just day-to-day
of just
school.
Education. Yeah. I've learned that myself just since, you know, working for the district. You get involved in a lot of fascinating things depending on the area of where your school district is located.
Right.
As a leader, a quality that I really admire in you is your ability to keep conversation moving forward. When I watch school board meetings or the board workshops, tangents can happen. And that's always something that I struggle with. I feel like when I'm running meetings is bringing it back around. So I really, really admire that. But a question I have for you from a leadership perspective is how do you weigh that balance between hearing both sides, but having to make hard decisions?
It's a tough one. And so much of what we deal with is very emotional. And so I think the thing that I try the hardest to do is to really step back and look at things from both perspectives, weigh all of the information, and make the decision that's in the best interest of the children. Because that's what it comes down to, is making sure that we are, in fact, serving our students with excellence. And I know that we're not always going to make everyone happy. In fact, many times we have people who come down on both sides of an issue. Hopefully we can come to some collaborative solution that meets the majority of the needs of both. And that, I think, is the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. People use the term win-win, and it's often never viewed that way, especially when emotions run high and are involved, which they do with students and education. So we thank you for your service there. What is one of the top highlights that you've been able to be involved in as a school board member for the North County?
Specific to North County, I think one of the big things, we did not have a choice school in the north end of the county when I was elected to the school board. We were the only district in the entire county that did not have a choice school option. And we were able to reopen Southlake Elementary, which was super exciting. And the really great thing about Southlake is it's not a typical choice school. Anyone can apply and go to Southlake Elementary. They don't have to have specific academic levels met. It really serves our entire community. And that was important to me in bringing in a choice option, because I didn't want it to be a school that only took the most academically strong students. I wanted to make sure that everyone had an opportunity to be there. So,
absolutely. That's a phenomenal school. And it's really neat to see some of the middle schools in the area kind of build up their FUS and their own STEAM labs to accommodate that science, technology, engineering, arts, and math that takes place at Southlake. So that they have that continuous stream of influence as well.
Absolutely.
And now you became a school board member shortly after the shuttle program closed down in the north. And I know that I've heard it referenced that Brevard's now, we're in our second golden age with what's happening with aerospace. Talk a little bit about the growth in your community. Is it happening at a pace that is alarming for schools to accommodate students? Are we on track? Anything we should anticipate as residents in the area?
I think that the growth is happening at a manageable level right now. I think long term, we're probably going to have to look at some additional capacity in the North End. But for now, our numbers are at pretty good levels. And our community has been pretty good about managing growth, not letting it take off too quickly. But it is nice to see the growth in the North End again, because obviously all of Brevard County was impacted by the end of the shuttle program. But I think especially in the North End of the county, our experience was slightly different, because we had so many of our residents who had literally gone out and worked out at Kennedy Space Center and worked their way up through the chain, didn't necessarily have all of the degrees behind them and those sorts of things. So when that program ended, it really impacted a lot of people in that they weren't necessarily able to just transfer their skills elsewhere.
Right.
Because they literally had gone there right after high school.
Yeah. It's very, specialized.
Yeah. And so we had a lot of people that were really very negatively impacted in the North End.
And it's, I'm seeing that turnaround just in growth of hotel involvement. I know this last year is such an anomaly for what that trajectory was right. like. But even with what's happening at the port that is close to there, it's encouraging yes. and exciting. And that means a lot for our schools as well as those resources come through.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we thank you for your time today. Speaking about sure. the community, I just want to take a minute to acknowledge our sponsor for the program, Community Credit Union. They have served Brevard Public Schools for over 68 years with all the financial services needed to run a household or business. As a not-for-profit, member-owned cooperative, CCU is able to offer great rates and focus on making money for you, not from you. When it comes to spending, saving, or borrowing, they've got you covered. CCU offers a free checking account with benefits you won't find at any other bank or credit union in the area. It's the only place you can get a fee-free Visa debit card that features your favorite high school mascot. Visit ccu.org or any branch to see what Community Credit Union can do for you. Again, Misty, we thank you for your time, for your advocacy in the North, and how you serve our school board.
My pleasure. Thank you.